Welcome to Voice of Revelation podcast with Pastor Ben Ogun. Pastor Ben Ogun is the founder and president of Ben Ogun Ministries. Voice of Revelation podcast is focused on taking your understanding of the Bible to the next level. Now here's Pastor Ben.
Now let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 1 and we'll read from verse 23 to 25. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. Amen. The title of our message is Sons and Daughters of the Bible. It says in verse 23 of the 1 Peter chapter 1, we read, being born again, not of corruptible seed, not of dyeable seed, but of incorruptible, of the undyeable. What is that undyeable? The word of God that liveth and abideth forever, that God has planned in his mind from the beginning, that he will have sons and daughters on this earth by himself, by his word. You know, God, the Lord himself, formed Adam from the dust of the ground. That is the corruptible, the dyeable. But he says that he's going to have sons and daughters that are born of the word of God in the Bible. And therefore, he's preaching this word to us so that we will believe in him. That his birth takes place by faith. That when we believe the preaching of the Bible and receive him into our hearts, then he said he will give us power to become sons and daughters of God. Not born by the will of the flesh, but by the Spirit. Jesus says, the words I speak unto you, they are spirit, they are life. That God wants to reproduce his children, his sons and daughters, exactly as he is. As he is word, he said, you'll be born again. And this is the preaching he has been preaching from the beginning. He said in those days, in Genesis, in the days of Noah, if we read that in Genesis chapter 6, hear what the scripture says, reading from verse 1, and it came to pass, when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. It says men began to multiply, flesh and blood. And then the sons of God. God had his sons in the beginning, from beginning. Abel was a child of God. And so, and all others that receive his spirit, receive the spirit of who? The spirit of the word of God. It says when the sons of God, who had received his spirit, who are born of his word, saw the daughters of men, They took them wives. They went into them. He said, he that is joined to a harlot is one flesh. So they became corrupt. They became of corruptible seeds. But he said, he that is joined to the word, joined to Christ, is one spirit. Though they were children of God, they corrupted themselves. And then the spirit says he can always strive with flesh. They were not carnally minded, no longer spiritually minded, though they were born of him. Then he said, the end of all flesh has come before him. Only Noah he found that was faithful, that held on to the testimony of his word, and that knew that the word of God is God whom we are to be born of. And so he cut short their years, but yet violence continued until he finally ended up that generation with flood. So he's saying to us that being born again, not of flesh and blood, but by the Spirit of God himself, by the word of God is what he's saying to us. The word of God in the Bible want to have sons and daughters. They will know him that gave birth to them. It's every one of them, from the least to the greatest, will know that they are born again, born by the one that does not die, that the word of God abided forever, which is preached unto us. See what the book of Hebrews says, Hebrews chapter 2. Then we'll read verse 10 and 11 of it. For it became him for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. For both he that sanctifieth and they who are sanctified are all of one. For which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren. And he says that he and his children are all of one. No different. That's why he says that you are his joint heir with Christ. That we are to inherit this one God through his Spirit. And that when we are born of him, when he has given us his Spirit, then we become sons and daughters of God, who is God, the Word. Where is that Word? In the Bible. Wants to have sons and daughters born by him, born by the Word. And that he's come so that he will bring many sons to glory. That Jesus came here in flesh and blood so that he will show us the truth. He will show us the Son of God, that he is the Son of God, that the Word of God in the Bible is the Son of God, so that our mind will turn to him. And then when we believe in him, he says we will receive his Spirit, that God will send his Spirit into our hearts. Spirit of who? Spirit of the Bible will enter you. And then he will no longer be ashamed of you. Why? As he is, so are you. As he knows whom God is, you know whom God is. That God is Word. And that this is what he planned on this earth, that he's going to do until he came first to die, suffer for us, and then he was raised on the third day and showed himself openly to many disciples to give us an understanding that the Word of God is a being. He is the express image of God himself. And he wants this truth to enter inside our heart, into our mind, so that we will know that the Word is God. And he's our Father. And that is why he says in the days of his flesh, John chapter 17, hear what the Son of God said. Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, spoke this word in verse 17. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Are you hearing? That's why he said, he that sanctified and they that are sanctified are of one. He says, sanctify them through thy truth, through thy word. Thy word is truth. That the word of God in the Holy Bible is the true God. In verse 18, as thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. You know, he gave us this Bible through the apostles and the prophets. He says not only praying for them alone, he prayed for us that will believe in the word of God through their testimony. Through the scriptures, which are his words, he gave to his servants, the prophets and the apostles. He says, sanctify every one of them through the word. Set apart, separated, not by flesh and blood, by the word himself, which he gave to them. See what it says in Galatians chapter 4, reading from verse 4. But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because ye are sons, God hath sent forth the spirit of his son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then a heir of God through Christ. You see, we become heir of God through Christ. Who is Christ? The word of God in the Bible. He said, when the fullness of time was come, he was made flesh. According to the scriptures. So the prophets say it will be. Jesus, the word of God in the Bible, was made flesh. And the reason he said so, that he would send his spirit into our heart. His spirit will be in our heart, crying, Abba, Father, that we are born of him. Born of who? Born of the Bible. Born again. Unto God. God will be alive unto us again. We are alive unto him. And knowing whom our Father is, that we are not born of flesh and blood, we are born by the word of God, that God created us. Who is that God? The word. We are not flesh and blood. We are spirit. And that this spirit is his word. And that this word of God coming into our hand will give us understanding. That's why it says, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your heart. That the truth of the Bible want to arise in our hearts. That this Bible is the Son of God. The very Son of the living God will arise in our hearts. And then we will know our Father. We will know our spiritual Father. He said, when you pray, say, our Father who art in heaven. They didn't know that they had a Father in heaven. We didn't know. Jesus brought that whole revelation to us. That we have a Father. Though he said, you don't know me, I'm that Father. He that has seen me has seen the Father. I am that Father that came from heaven. He says, you have a natural Father, flesh and blood. But he says, I am the Lord from heaven. Born by the Spirit, I am the quickening Spirit. I am the resurrection, I am the life. I will reproduce myself in you. I am the Spirit. That Christ will dwell in you by faith. Who? The word of God will dwell in your heart richly by faith. You will be rich unto God, unto his word. He said Abraham was not weak in faith. He was rich to the scriptures. So he told Isaac. He says, Isaac, the word says your descendant is going to go to Egypt. Or go to a strange land, he told him. But after a while, we'll bring them out. It didn't happen in the days of Isaac. Isaac told Jacob. Why did Isaac tell Jacob he believed? He believed who? He believed the scriptures. And Jacob, it didn't happen in his days. He told his sons and said that this God says he will deliver you from Egypt. Don't bury me here. We're going home. And then Joseph, it did not happen in the days of Joseph. He said, well, Joseph, before he died, he told them, he said, don't leave my bones here. That the scripture cannot fail, it must be fulfilled. Who are they preaching the word? The speaker, which we have in the Bible. He says you need to be a son and a daughter of him. To be born again, knowing fully well that he is the one standing. He said, my Redeemer liveth. I know he will stand on his earth on the last day. That this Bible will stand on his word in this world we are living. And the world will know that he is the Son of God. But he says that there will be a lamentation today if you hear his voice. Harden not your heart. Take to the scripture. He said, he want to enter you. Who? The Bible. He want to enter your heart so that you don't look for God. You will know your father. When you know your father, then you call him your father. You don't call a molten calf your father. You don't call flesh and blood your father. You will know whom your father is. That your father is this Bible that you are given. See what he said in John chapter 10. And reading verse 34 and 35. Jesus answered them, is it not written in your law? I said, ye are gods. If he called them gods unto whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken. He said he called them sons of God, the prophets, whom the word came to. He called them sons of God, the apostles, whom the word of God came to. He said he called them his sons and daughters. And then you say the very word himself is blaspheming. That made them children of God, whom they receive. Whom did they receive? The word. And he says scripture cannot be broken. The scripture says he will have sons and daughters on this earth. It has been from the beginning that he called them gods. What does that mean? Children of God. Sons and daughters of God. Every one of them. And that is what he's still preaching to us. That when you come that day, you will see Abraham, see Isaac, see Jacob, and all the prophets, and all his apostles, and all his servants in the kingdom of God. And you yourself thrust out. That's why he told Nicodemus in John chapter 3. Hear what he says. In verse 3. Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. He says, except his word, you are born of his word. As the apostles and the prophets said, the person cannot see the kingdom of God. It means he cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Because flesh and blood cannot see the kingdom of God. Can enter. Verse 6. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. And that which is born of the spirit is spirit. That flesh gives birth to flesh. But spirit gives birth to spirit. That those who receive his word, he said, you are gods. God gave birth to gods. Not demons. Not idol worshippers. No, that the spirit of God gave birth to spiritual sons and daughters. Born of him. He said, Nicodemus, you don't know this. You don't know that I am spirit. That the word is spirit. He told the woman of Samaria, he said, God is a spirit. What does that mean? God is word. Where do we have the word in the Bible? We need to believe. He said, if you will believe, you will see his glory. You will enter. You will see the kingdom of God. You will know that this is the kingdom of God. That the kingdom of God is not meat and drink. No, it is in righteousness, peace, and joy in the word, in the Holy Ghost. That holy men spoke as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. They were in his kingdom by that testimony. He gave them his word. He says, anyone who receive him, as many as receive him. Let's read that in John chapter 1. John chapter 1, verse 12 and 13. I hear what it says. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. You know his name? His name is the word of God. Jesus is the word of God. Is if you believe that Jesus is the word of God, that the name of the Word of God, the name of this Holy Bible is Jesus. He said, wherefore he gave him a name. He has highly exalted that name, that in the name of the Word of God, the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. That even to them that believe on his name, you know, to believe on his name, who the name of the Bible, the Israelites didn't know his name was Jesus. It was the Christ, though he was with them 40 years in the wilderness. But he's saying to us that he said he came to his own receive him not. But to as many as receive him, to them he gave power to become the sons of God as he promised Abraham. He said, by your seed, the whole entire human race will be blessed. But those who receive him, in verse 13 of John 1, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Who is this God? The Word. He says, these ones were born not of the will of flesh and blood, but the will of God himself. That God says, I have a will, that in the last days I will put my spirit upon all flesh, and they shall become my sons and daughters. They will receive me. I will be in them. That's why it says in by the Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, reading from verse 16 of it. And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. He said, come out from among them. Don't touch them. He said they were touching them in the days of Noah. They corrupted themselves. That the sons of God mingled themselves with the daughters of men. He says, sons of God mixing themselves with the flesh. No. He says, sanctify the Lord God in your heart. Let him alone be whom you know. Make no provision for the flesh. Make provision for Christ. Where? In your heart. Be rich in him. Let Christ dwell in your heart. Let this Bible dwell in your heart. Don't entertain the flesh. That you are to know him. And he says that my spirit will enter you. That when my spirit enters you, you become my sons and daughters. And that you are the temple of God through Christ. Through the spirit of the Bible. That when the spirit of the scriptures entered you, then he said you are free indeed. Who set you free? He said the Lord is that freedom, that liberty. Where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. He said let the spirit of the Lord be on your in your heart. He will set you free. Everlasting freedom. Free from who? Free from corruption. Free from contamination. Free from idol worshiping. You can't worship the devil again. You can't worship flesh and blood again. You can't worship the works of man's hand. You will worship the true God. Oh, the Word. He said, they that worship him in spirit and in truth. That we are the circumcised, that have no confidence in the flesh. That worship God in the spirit. What spirit? This Bible. In our hearts. By faith. And then we preach him. We testify of him. That if you believe in your heart, this Word of God, and confess him with your mouth that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. That there is not another way to be saved. There's no other name under heaven whereby anyone can be saved except the name of this Holy Bible. If we don't know whom he is, and we are saying Jesus, our mind in something else, you say we are not delivered. That these people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploit, that is upon this Christ there is deliverance. That is this the Mount Zion, the mountain of deliverance, the mountain of freedom, the mountain of healing. He said, great is the Lord, greatly is to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation is Mount Zion. Mm-hmm. on the site of Enoch, the city of the great king, that you are come unto the world, unto Mount Zion in this New Testament. We are come to the Bible, not Mount Sinai where they were running away. No, he said, come unto me. Who the Bible said, come to me. All you that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you understanding. I will tell you whom God is, that I am the Lord. There's not another. I am the talking God. The earth will see me. I will come in the glory of my Father and the holy angels. They will see that day that I have innumerable company of holy angels. This Bible have angels. He gave birth to angels, to spirits. They are his servants. He said, when he come, better receive the word so that you will be same with the angels. Have his testimony, because there's no one that will stand. The only this creator. He said he's going to shake heaven and earth. And that it's only this word of God that will remain. Make sure it's in you. Then you'll be standing. Standing by this word of God. Standing by the truth of God. Because you have taken stand in the word. You are not standing in flesh and blood. It's sinking sand. You are standing in this rock. This ancient of this. This rock of Israel. And so he's saying to us, no, don't join them. Come out from among them. And be ye separate. Say ye the Almighty God. Say ye the God of the Bible. That he is the true God. Don't be an idol worshiper. That means don't give in to what they are doing. He said, come out from among them and come to your Father. Come to me. That I am that God, that awesome God, that everlasting God, that you should become sons and daughters of the Bible, and that if you are so, you can never perish. That he says, I am the God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Jacob. Why is he saying so? Because they are undiable. The spirit they have received, his spirit is undiable. That once you receive his spirit, he told Martha, he says that anyone that receives him can never die. He is alive forevermore. And so he's saying to us that we should look unto this Jesus, this author and the finisher of our faith, that our faith is from Genesis to Revelation. Says the just shall live by faith. We move from faith to faith. At least we believe the word of God the more. He said, the more you see him, the more he's shining more and more in your heart. The more you see your God, the more you see your maker, that it is by the word of the Lord where we are created. His business is that the creator wants to reproduce himself in us so that we'll have an inheritance in him. By what means? By the word of grace. We have a portion in him with all that are sanctified. And so it is his plan for us. What are we supposed to do? He said, when we hear the speaker, hear him who, he said, the spirit and the bride say, come. Who is the spirit? The spirit of this Bible. Who is the bride? This Bible. He said, come, receive me. And you become my sons and daughters. I will not be ashamed of you. Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening to Voice of Revelation podcast. We hope you enjoyed the message by Pastor Ben Ogan. For more information about our podcast and other resources, please visit benoganministries.org.